There are currently 6,423 people on the waiting list for increased hours or for new hours. That's according to the information provided to me last week by the HSE. Now, included in that is 228 people in my own county in Donegal who are waiting for this particular service, who are on the waiting list. This is an excellent service. It's a very cost-effective service. And the delays are causing numerous difficulties for the families and for the individuals concerned, but also knock-on effects or domino effects for the department and for the HSE in the issue of late discharges from acute hospitals as a result of no home care provided in the home. And that has been highlighted, in fact, by the National Health Service in the UK, where they commissioned a report into this particular issue and found that the late discharges was costing the NHS additional money in the acute hospital budget. In fact, they implemented recommendations and reduced or saved €60 million over the past 12 months alone by allowing people to go home sooner because they had the care in place. And the calculations were based on a €313 per day sterling per day charge in the acute hospital. So, I mean, the same is evident here. If we can allow people to go home, avail of the care, whether home health care, home support, and I know that additional resources are being provided to this service. Over the last 4 or 5 years, additional resources have been provided, but clearly those resources do not meet the demand. And if this is such a cost-effective way of dealing with the health needs of elderly people over the age of 65, then it needs to be urgently addressed. I am told by the HSE in the response which they provided to me last week that to clear the current backlog, it would cost €40 million this year. That's to clear the backlog of 6,423 cases. I'm calling on you, Minister, to make that money available to the HSE, clear this backlog before it increases. For instance, in my own county in Donegal, the backlog has increased 27% since May. Now, what the winter months, that could increase potentially further. So you're going to have a much graver situation come February or March. So I'm calling on you to provide the resources to increase the backlog, to deal with this immediately, and to put a better system in place to support home carers and those who provide the care independently for the department. It's an excellent service. It's a very cost-efficient service. And I do hope that this matter can be urgently addressed. Gormila Mahigath.
Margaret, Minister.
The Senator, and on behalf of Minister Daly, who can't be here this morning, I'm going to take this commencement matter. We all shared a common objective, and I want to, I suppose, acknowledge the welcome debate that there was last night in the Chamber, because I was there for some of it as well myself, and I do welcome it, and I know there was support from every corner of the Chamber last night around it, and I don't know whether the statement this morning will give you any further information than that's all I'd be given yesterday, but I'll read it anyway. Okay. We all share the common objectives of improving quality of life for all our citizens. This government continues to strive to ensure the initiatives are put in place to provide all our people with the type of care that they need and that the care is delivered in the right place and in a timely manner. The home support service is a core service for all our people and is highly valued by service users and our families and by the HSE. It provides support which assists all our people to live independently in their own homes for longer. It enables large numbers of people to return home following acute hospital admissions who otherwise would remain in hospital or would be admitted to long-stay residential care. This allows care to be provided in the community, which is a key principle of the vision of the implementation of the Sláinte Care. There has been sustained significant investment in these services over the past number of years, which have grown in home support budget from a basis of €306 million in 2015 to almost €420 million in 2018. The continued investment in home support is a key consideration of the service plan process. Overall, in 2018, the HSE National Service Plan provided over €70 million home support hours to be delivered by to 50,500 people at any time. In addition, a further 156,000 hours related to adverse weather funding was provided in spring from spring 2018. Intensive home care packages will be delivered to approximately 235 people at any time and will deliver approximately a further 360,000 hours in the full year. Despite the significant level of service provision demands continue to rise, all those waiting are assessed and are provided with a service, if appropriate, as soon as possible, having regard to assess their needs. People being discharged from acute hospitals who are in a position to return home with support are prioritised. At the end of September, preliminary figures indicated that were 6,423 people approved for home care support, new or additional, who are waiting for funding to be available. Minister Daly has overseen the investment in other areas of the community support, such as the availability of transitional bed aimed to reduce the needs for older people to stay at home or to stay in hospital, while awaiting long-term care packages such as home support or Fair Deal funding to be finalised. Transitional care for facilities to a cohort of patients who require further convalescence care but do not need to remain in acute hospitals. The number of approved transition care beds has increased yearly on year, and the availability of these beds is an important community-based support for all year, and particularly during the winter. Following the recent budget announcement, the HSE and the officials from the Department of Health are in the process of developing and agreeing the HSE Service Plan 2019, which will set out in details the type of quantum of services to be delivered in 2019, including in relation to the services for older people. And I just want to, I've listened to the Senator and his concerns around the 228 people in Donegal waiting to be either assessed or to be put into a home care package. I raised that with the Minister as well in question. And I suppose what we all want is to make sure that older people and not so old people who get the care we would like to live in their community together. And the Minister is doing everything possible at present. And with the new HSE, with the continued development and agreement of the HSE National Plan Service for 2019, we hope that will be more funding made available. But I'll come back to the Senator after his reply.
Very briefly, to thank the Minister. Again, the HSE have provided the cost to me. 40 million would clear the backlog. That's what's needed. It's very unfair that if you live in Kerry, there's no backlog, zero. If you live in North Cork, South Cork, Carlow, Kilkenny, South Dublin or County Louth, there's no waiting list for this service. But if you live in Donegal or in Sligo or in Mayo or in Galway or in Cavan, there's a substantial waiting list. That is wrong. The HSE is a national organisation. They should provide the same service to all. And I do think, you know, putting investment into transitional care in other hospital facilities, much more costly, costing the taxpayer a lot more. This is a more cost-efficient way, and I would appreciate, Minister, yes, if you can. I know it's not easy, you have many competing demands, but I think that, you know, this makes economic and social care sense if it can be dealt with. Thank you.
Has already committed to bring this back to
Minister
Daly.
Yeah, I have indeed. And I just want to again welcome the debate here and taken on behalf of Minister Daly. And I also want to welcome, which was welcomed last night in the Chamber, the 550 additional home care support packages, which is really needed at this time, and particularly as we come into the winter months. And all of us who have older parents or even people who have those needs that need to be at home want to make sure that they get the best care, and particularly in the community where they live, because I believe that's where people want. Minister Daly is very conscious, and he spoke last night to me after I took to debate in the Dáil Éireann around a vision for the future where people would be able to stay if they could not live exactly at home, but maybe in a managed environment with their own hall door, and where there would be some kind of retirement home kind of situation where people could come and the services could be around them as well, which is another option I know that Minister Daly is pursuing himself.
Thank you, Minister.
Thank the Senator.
Thank you, Senator.